When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Tim Brown is joining us right now here on Radio Row, our Radio Row, here in Houston, Texas. Tim Brown, Hall of Famer from Notre Dame, Raider fame, and he's with us here on ESPN 97.5. Tim, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. We appreciate that. Thanks for calling in early. We appreciate you.
Hey, no problem. No problem.
All right. Well, let's talk about this week and talk about what you have seen this week. How's Radio Row been?
Oh, my God, it's crazy. They got it in a condensed area in the Mall of America, and literally, I mean, you got to squeeze by almost every aisle to get someplace. So a little different than years past.
Yeah, and you've been to most of the ones in years past, I'm sure.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you've been there.
You usually go out to Radio Row, don't you?
Oh, yeah. This is a yearly event for me. It's rare that I don't have some kind of promotion on Radio Row. So, yeah, I'm used to this.
Well, I want to say get it out of the way, but I do want to mention you're there on behalf of K's Jewelers, and you can go to K.com, but they're the official jeweler store of the Pro Hall of Fame, and they are going to be creating the Ring of Excellence that's presented to all the Hall of Fame inductees. So that's pretty cool for you to get a special, get that special ring. I know K Jewelers is one of the reasons that you're here, but they're also going to be presenting you with a really cool ring and all the inductees. So that's got to be another special experience for you.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. They have done an incredible job with the Ring of Excellence. And, by the end of this year, every living Hall of Famer will have a Ring of Excellence. And, it's over 175 of us, I believe. And these rings are not cheap. And for K to invest back into the guys, it's a beautiful thing. And we're certainly appreciative of the relationship that we have with K Jewelers.
We're talking with Tim Brown here, Hall of Famer, 9-time Pro Bowler, with us here on ESPN 97.5. And, okay, let's talk a little bit about this game. And let's talk about the receivers. Without Julian Edelman, with Tom Brady, and we've talked about Tom Brady. As a matter of fact, this was a discussion this week that he really hasn't had, a couple of Hall of Famers is all he's played with. Maybe Wes Welker will go to the Hall of Fame. Maybe Gronk will go to the Hall of Fame. We'll see. Randy Moss. But otherwise, he has not played with great players throughout his career, and yet he continues to do this, Tim.
Yeah, I think when you look at the Super Bowl champion teams of the past, especially, I guess when you look at this decade, I don't know how many offensive teams have really blown teams away with great receivers, great running backs, great quarterbacks. You may have had a great quarterback or a great running back or a great receiver, but I don't think you've had a combination of the three. Like back in the day when you had Emmitt, Michael, and Troy, or Steve, or Joe, and Jerry, and Roger Craig. Back in the day you needed all three, but I don't think you need that anymore. And so you have a guy like Tom Brady who has the ability to make every throw and to get the offense in the perfect play every time, and put it on the offensive line to block, and the receivers to catch, and the running back to run. That's like having four all-stars, four Pro Bowlers right there, That's the thing about it. So I don't know if you need that anymore. And quite frankly, I don't think Tom wants that headache. Some of these superstar receivers come with a price, man. You gotta deal with some stuff.
Yeah.
And in the system that they have now, when he talks, I'm guaranteeing you that everybody's listening to him on the offensive side of the ball. And I think, he has it just the way he wants it.
Welcoming in 94.1 Sports Map, 94.1 here on ESPN 97.5. What was this week like for you back in 2002?
I'm sorry.
What was Super Bowl week like for you back in 2002?
Man, it was nerve-wracking for me because my wife was pregnant. And when we left town, I had to leave her back in Oakland because she couldn't travel. She was on bed rest. So, I mean, after every practice, you know, I'm running to the phone, you know, making sure she was okay. So I had a little bit of a difficult time enjoying the week or really, you know, doing anything but worried about her. You know, at the same time, you know, when Friday came, I have a ritual that I was still able to get into and get ready to go play the game. But Monday through Thursday was pretty tough for me.
You know, it's interesting. You had a 10-year run from 93 to 2002. Where in 9 of those 10 years, you had at least 80 receptions. Now, you got to remember, this is not everyone sitting in 11 personnel groups with 3 wide receivers out of a shotgun firing, you know, throwing it 35 times a game. Tim Brown had 80 catches or more in 9 of the 10 years, had 1,000 yards receiving in 9 of the 10 years. That was a really big deal at that time for you to be that kind of wide receiver, one who was that consistent for that period of time. But something struck me as I'm looking through this. I'm just thinking, you know what? Even though fantasy football was around, there was no Twitter, you probably didn't have to hear people give you crap about, I got you on my fantasy football team, Tim, like players have to deal with today, right, where their stats are so important to the general public now.
Yeah. You know, for me, it was a time of really trying to prove myself to myself, not to anybody else. You know, I challenged myself year in and year out, and one of the things I wanted to do is to have one more catch or one more touchdown or one more yard than I had the year before, and I was actually able to get that put in my contract where the Raiders would guarantee me 2 years later. So if it was 94, they would guarantee me 96 if I did that in 94. And so, you know, that was something that kept me pushing, man. It kept me trying to make sure that I could be the best receiver I could possibly be. Never thinking about the Hall of Fame, to be honest with you. Just wanted to make sure when I walked away from the game, I have given all I could possibly give and wouldn't be one of these guys walking around going, man, coulda, woulda, shoulda. You know what I mean? So I wanted to sell it all out, and that's what I did.
Tim Brown with us on ESPN 97.5, Hall of Famer from Dallas, but you probably hated the Cowboys growing up, right?
Shoot, man. Yeah, just the opposite, brother.
No! But you hated them when you were playing them, I'm sure.
Well, you know, it was funny. A real quick funny story, man, is, you know, I was a fan my rookie year. You know, I used to tape VHS, tape the Raiders, I mean, the Cowboy games, and go home and watch them. You know, set my VCR. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
set my VCR to watch the Cowboys. And but when they got rid of Tom Landry, all the love went with Tom out the door.
Well, that's the way it's got to be. What do you think of our guy here in Houston? I think DeAndre Hopkins is kind of special when it comes to his ability to create separation. He probably can't run faster than a 4.6 right now, but his ability to body up, his strong hands, I just think his ball skills are absolutely generational, what he's able to do from a ball skill standpoint, and not worry about just plain flat-out speed. Because as you knew, when you got older, you have to really be skilled and crafty to, you know, to keep those catch counts high.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this game is not all about speed and size. You know, you have to know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, you know. And I try and tell young guys all the time, man, watch film. Watch your opponent. See what he's doing. Look what he's doing on first down, second down. What is he doing when he plays bump and run? You know, if they bump and run on first down, it may be different than the way he plays bump and run on third down. Look at those things. Understand that, you know, and that's a lot of work. That's a lot of work, right? But once you get that part of the game down, man, it just makes everything else so much easier, because you walk on the field and you're 3rd and 8, you go, okay, I know what he's going to do. He's going to bail. He's going to come up like he's going to press, but he's not. You know, because that's what he's done the majority of the time in these situations. So I think, man, if young guys would just, you know, read the watch film and learn the game, from that standpoint, you know, yeah, you may be able to jump over tall buildings and you know, and leap over cars or whatever, but, you know, at the same time, man, if you just know where that car is coming from, you wouldn't have to leap over it. So I think from that standpoint, you know, it's a situation where the game is much more cerebral than maybe some of these guys make it. And if you can ever get it there, man, it could be a beautiful thing for you.
Tim Brown, Hall of Famer for K Jewelers. The Ring of Excellence is what they're promoting this year. K Jewelers Ring of Excellence. We appreciate you. Are you doing anything special this weekend? Are you going to be at the game? What are you going to do?
I don't know yet if I'm going to the game. I have an opportunity to go, but I'm thinking I may just go back to the whole hotel room, kick my feet up, man, and watch what I think is going to be a pretty good football game.
We hope so. Tim Brown for K Jewelers. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate you.
All right. There's Tim Brown right here on ESPN 97.5.